It is a great honor to learn Torah with you as we approach this Shabbos Parshas Lech Lecha. I'm looking forward to learning together as well on this side of the world here, Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Unlike last week's Parsha, in this week's Parsha there are no introductions. Avram Avinu is given a commandment to go to Eretz Yisrael, and that's how we begin. But who is Avraham? We're not introduced. Last week we're told that Noach is the Ish Tzaddik, he's the Tzaddik of his generation, and that is why he's chosen to build the Teiva. And this week, we don't have any introduction to Avraham Avinu. And why is that? Rav Chaim Vital, in his Shari Kedusha, asks a most important question. Why is it that we never find a commandment to do good? There is so much emphasis in Judaism about doing good, being good, having good midos. Why don't we have something like Hine Anochi Mitzavetchem Hayom Lasot Tova, Liot Tov Lazulat, something of that nature? We have Halachta B'drachav, and we learn from that the inference is that we should be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu and emulate Hashem to be good, but we don't have a directive. Rav Chaim Vital tells us that because the idea of doing good to others is a given. It's something that must be inherent. If somebody has it as part of themselves, then they could use Torah to develop and to become even that much greater. But if it's something that is oblivious to you, then even Torah will be very hard-pressed to make a change and an impression upon you. It's something that comes before Torah. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah in that sense. Similarly, Avraham Avinu, if we go through the narratives of the next two parshas, this week and next week, what do we learn about Avraham Avinu? What are the scenes that we see in his life? We know that Avraham goes to battle even for the Rasha'im of Sodom. We know that Avraham goes to battle to save his nephew. We know that it hurts Avraham Avinu more not to do chesed than his pain after the milah. And therefore, he sits by the tent in the heat of the day. Avraham is the Isha Chesed. He is the loving individual. He is most compassionate. At the end of this week's Parsha, it mentions that Avraham fulfills the mitzvah of doing the milah be'etzem hayom hazeh, in the midst of the day. It's a proclamation of sorts. What was Avraham? Why the emphasis on etzem hayom hazeh? Next week's Parsha, we begin that Avraham is sitting by the tent, v'yedeir elav Hashem be'elonei Mamre, that Avraham was sitting by the tents in Mamre, and Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avraham there, and it was a schut from Mamre, Rashi points out, because he gave an Eitzah on the Milah. What exactly was this Eitzah that Avraham gave, that Mamre gave over to Avraham Avinu? Rabbi Avinir explains, Al Pitosa Rav Kook, that Avraham, who is such a compassionate individual, first of all, who loves a Kadosh Baruch Hu so much that he wants to spread a Kadosh Baruch Hu throughout the world, but in addition, one can say that Avraham Avinu is so compassionate towards his fellow man that he wants to give them only the best. What would be the best that he could give them? That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, an introduction to God. And therefore, that is all that motivates Avraham in life. When Avraham is commanded to do the milah, he has a problem because he says to himself, what will be that if I have to do a milah, if I demand the people to do the milah, then it's a chance that they will no longer follow me. They will no longer listen to my lessons of godliness. And he's concerned. And he asks his three friends, Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre, what they think about this quandary. His three friends answer him unanimously. They said, listen, Avraham, you demand the milah, the nefesh ashesu b'charan will no longer be there. And therefore, Avraham Avinu is hard-pressed. And he considers to sacrifice himself, in a sense, not to listen to the commandment, in order that he shouldn't upset the possibility to spread God into this world. Until finally Mamre comes up with an insight and advice. He says, Avraham, listen, the truth be told, that the time that you pass on from this world, there is nobody who's going to continue your lessons. The Nefesh Sita Becharan, they're here because of you. And as much as they might continue in your footsteps, but they will not be able to pass it on to the rest of the world and for all future generations. Avraham, for you to ensure that your life's work will continue, you must establish a nation that's based upon your family with the mark of being one of your family, being the Brit Milah. And Avraham, that's how you will ensure to be able to continue in this world your lessons. Avram hears that advice. He agrees with it. He appreciates the great insight of Mamre, and that's the advice that Mamre gave him, that was Zoche him, Zake him, to receive a Kodesh Baruch in his presence, in his lot. And thus Avram turns around and Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, as a great proclamation, gives the Milah to his children. In a certain sense, the nation of Israel begins at this very moment. Avraham, as we see him through this parsha next week, Avraham's compassion is a testimony to him being a very giving person. It is inherent to his being, the giving over of good. This he gleans from his deep understanding of what Hashem is about, the God who creates to give over good. As we say, Amechadesh betuvo, in his goodness, b'chol yom tamid maaseh bereishis. This is a given to us as well. We try to emulate a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the point that our overriding motivation in life is to give over good. We reveal this in Avraham as we continue the narrative of his life and as the parshios continue. But it is only after this revelation that we can truly understand so clearly why he is chosen. No introductions. Sit and observe. The lesson to us will be that much stronger. The prophet Yeshayahu tells us, Habitu el tzur chutzavtem vel mikvat bor nukratem. You should take a look at where you, Jewish people, have been hewn out. Where do you come from? Where are you cut from? Habitu el Avram avichem vel Sara t'chol alchem. We have to look at Avram. We have to look at Sarah. May we learn well Avram and Sarah's lessons, and may we bring to fruition this potential that as children of Avram and Sarah is so greatly inherent in each and every one of us. Shabbat Shalom.